Finding a bone marrow donor can be hard, especially if you're not white. A year ago, Alexis Harris found out she had a rare form of blood cancer. The University of Washington sociology professor needed a bone marrow transplant to fight the disease. She thought her twin brother would be a match, but he wasn't. And when she signed up with an international bone marrow registry, she realized she didn't have a good chance at finding a match at all. That's because Harris is mixed race, and people of color are less likely to sign up as bone marrow donors. But she told KUOW's Catherine Banwell that a solution eventually showed up.
It was about April of 2015. I started having asthma attacks. So in that fall, I met with an oncologist, and she did a special test and suggested that it could be something called MDS, myelodysplastic syndrome, which is a blood cancer. You know, I look back, and I was tired, but I was traveling a lot. I bruised really easily. So you can put it all together, right? And mentally, cognitively, I couldn't remember names sometimes. And then the asthma, which was weird.
And are these all symptoms of MDS?
Right, all symptoms.
How did this make you feel?
It just rocks your world. I'm 41. You know, I never have smoked a cigarette. I don't do drugs. I work out regularly. I eat healthy. And so it's a shock. I have two kids. So when the doctor told me what my options were in terms of treatment, I just thought we need to be as hardcore as possible and do what we need to do to wipe it out. And of course, move forward with the transplant as soon as possible. I'm of mixed race ancestry, so I'm black and white and Filipino mixture. And so finding a match for people who are mixed race is really, really difficult.
Why do you think African Americans specifically and people of color in general are less likely to sign up as bone marrow donors?
Mm-hmm. I think people aren't aware of the need in general, and that it is race and ethnicity specific. I think there's a lack of connection with many people from communities of color with the healthcare services and organization. And so there might not be that relationship where campaigns are reached out into communities of color. There's a long history of distrust. But I think once you tell people that it's easy, you can swab your cheek and you're registered. Once you tell people that, they're willing to register.
You ended up using umbilical cord blood. How did that come about?
So this is a newer process, and I think the first one was done in 2010 at Seattle Cancer Care Alliance. It's still a clinical trial. It's still risky. I was told that they do them for people only who were under 45 years of age. But it could be the next sort of phase of treatment for people, particularly who are people of color and can't find matches. Basically, it's using donated umbilical cords, and they withdraw the blood and then take out the stem cells from the blood.
This whole experience must have been so scary for you. And you have two young kids, mm-hmm. 6 and 9. What was this like for them?
I think, you know, initially we didn't use the cancer word, but my daughter, we were watching a commercial one day, and it was a commercial for a children's cancer organization. And so there was a child that was bald. And my daughter looked at me and said, "Do you have cancer?"
You were bald at the time. You had lost your hair by then.
Exactly. And we're always honest. And so I said, "Yeah, what I have is a form of cancer." They knew that they couldn't breathe on me and we had to be careful. When I first came home from the first chemo treatment, my son didn't want to hug me. So we had foot hugs. He was just scared. They were both scared of getting me sick. So it's been hard. I think, you know, they know mommy's sick and mommy will be better soon. And we're just waiting for mommy to get better.
Alexis Harris is a survivor of a rare form of leukemia. She's also a sociology professor at the University of Washington. She spoke with Catherine Banwell of KUOW's Race and Equity team. To become a bone marrow donor, you can go to bethematch.org.